Praised be Jesus and Mary. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. That ransom that our Lord pays for us is a ransom that makes possible our salvation. The redemption that our Lord works on our behalf makes possible that salvation that he planned for us from all eternity. After sin, salvation takes on a redemptive aspect. Our Lord lays down his life for us in his passion and death. But the redemption, we can say, in a certain sense, makes possible the salvation which he planned originally. That salvation, which is a salvation first and foremost from sin occurring. We look to Our Lady to understand fully the mystery of salvation offered to us and the fullness of salvation that God wishes for us. And we see that in Our Lady's Immaculate Conception. Our Lord wishes to preserve us. Excuse me. Our Lord wishes to preserve us from sin. He will never tire of forgiving us when sin occurs. But God's will for mankind is to preserve him from sin, from all the misery of the human condition. And it's looking to Our Lady that we see this, that we see all that man is called to, and that during this Lent, it's good to make this our meditation, so as to fight zealously this battle against sin, this battle against sin and all its consequences. With the help of our Blessed Mother, looking to the example of her who in her Immaculate Conception shows us all that God wants to accomplish in us as well. Of course, not by in the same sense, we cannot be like Our Lady, conceived without sin, but in that fact that she was preserved, we see God's desire for us to free us in such a way as to make us sin no more, to free us at least from deliberate sins, to free us from the ones that we willingly and knowingly commit, and to make us arrive at a point of freedom where we, on our own, and with full awareness and deliberate consent, choose what is good and only what is good and holy and godly and only that which leads to eternal life. Praised be Jesus and Mary.